A student with a cell phone camera watched police approaching and heard gunshots inside the classroom building where the horrific shooting rampage was taking place. Monday's gunfire killed 33 people, 32 students and instructors, plus the gunman who took his own life. The tragedy at Virginia Tech also brought back memories of other school massacres. Eight years ago this week, two boys at Columbine High School in suburban Colorado shot and killed 12 students and a teacher. Last October, an armed gunman killed six girls in a one-room Amish schoolhouse in the rural part of Pennsylvania. In the wake of the massacre in Virginia, White House spokeswoman Dana Perino said President Bush continues to believe in Americans' constitutional right to have firearms within the law.
Well, if there are changes to the president's policy, and we will let you know, but we've had a consistent policy of ensuring that the Justice Department is enforcing all of the gun laws that we have on the books and making sure that they're prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law.
Police say the Virginia Tech gunman was 23-year-old Cho Sung-hui, born in South Korea but a resident of the United States since childhood. Cho was entitled to buy a pistol under gun laws in the state since he was never found guilty of any serious criminal activity. The best-known U.S. advocacy group that opposes more restrictive gun control laws is the National Rifle Association, or NRA. The group's spokesman, Bill Power, says it is a citizen's fundamental right, as stipulated in the U.S. Constitution, to keep and bear arms.
There are politicians, there are special interest lobby groups who frankly don't like the Second Amendment, don't like firearm owners, no matter how lawful and peaceful they are. They don't like firearms, and they don't like the great history and tradition of freedom and the Second Amendment and the Bill of Rights that was part of the forging of our nation.
Nancy Wass speaks for a group called Handgun Control, which wants more stringent laws about gun ownership.
If you look at the wording of the Second Amendment, it talks about the well-regulated militia, which nowadays is the National Guard. And in terms of maintaining a National Guard and keeping that armed, that's what the Second Amendment refers to. It does not mean that everybody has a right to own an Uzi.
The FBI says that as of late 2005, background investigations mandated by current laws have barred almost 500,000 people from purchasing firearms. Federal, state, and local law enforcement agencies have performed checks on more than 50 million Americans seeking permission to buy guns. Sean Maroney, VOA News.